had this on my mind for quite a while, and feel like this is the time to share it. Pray that you'll get a lot of blessing out of this. I really thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. I remember as my testimony, I think Brother Carl says something about our testimony. When I was first saved in 1971, I was saved on, Jerry was saved Wednesday, and I was saved Friday on the November 12th, and we were married November 15th. I'm going to give my little testimony first a little bit. I was saved in Michigan, and we had a little congregation. Did not quite understand anything about being saved and sanctified, but I did get gloriously saved. So it was about, some people get sanctified sooner. It was about 1973 because Tammy was born in January of 73. And that year, towards that summer, sometime that year, I remember she was a baby, I was gloriously sanctified. And remember that in my experience, I was saved and I loved the Lord and I lived free from sin and all that. But we didn't have a pastor. I wasn't taught how to be sanctified. Sometimes we maybe sometimes try to get it too complicated, and it's not complicated. It's just that the Lord wants to give us more power to live a holy life. And he gives us the Holy Spirit, and it only will come into a clean vessel. When we're saved, the Holy Spirit comes inside of us and helps us to have more power to live a holy life. And it's the Holy Spirit is given to us to help us, and the Holy Spirit is our comforter, our teacher, our guide. The Holy Spirit is so much to us. I love the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Ghost. So I remember going to a family reunion. I won't tell all the details, but something happened there that really hurt me and really disturbed me. And if I told you, you would agree. But I still didn't have to act the way I did, and I didn't act too nice. I let them know it bothered me. And when I got home, I cried and cried because I felt like, well, I really failed God at this family reunion, you know, to... Even though it did bother me, and maybe, you know, I could have been justified in saying something in a better way. But when I got home, I cried and prayed that night, and I thought, you know, I'm staying up tonight until I get more power. And I remember about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was in the kitchen, and see, I didn't really know all about the details of it, or maybe all the scriptures of it, or no one had even taught me, but I knew I needed something more, okay? I needed something more to be more than a conqueror. I was free from sin, but I needed something to help me. So this is what I was praying for. And I'm not even saying I was really praying for the Holy Spirit. I was praying, Lord, I need more power to live right. I don't want to go back in sin. I don't want to go back. I am yours, God. You saved me from sin, and I know you did. You delivered me from all sin. And I've been living holy life. But there's something in me. I need more power to be more than a conqueror. And I was just pouring my heart out to the Lord that way. And the Lord sanctified me there in the kitchen at a little chair. I was praying. Like Brother Carl mentioned, do you ever feel the glory? Well, I felt the glory. I felt the glory and I was filled. I never doubted my sanctification. Everyone gets sanctified differently. But you're going to know that you're sanctified. You need to know that you have the Holy Spirit, okay? And you need to know, and it's not just emotions only, but you may have emotions time in our experience, and sometimes we don't have emotion. But it's the main thing is the Holy Spirit is given to us to help us to live a holy life. And well, I called Grandma up because she was kind of like our pastor, and I said, Grandma, I said, something's happened to me. And she said, what is it? And I told her I was praying and what happened. And I said, something happened to me. And she says, well, honey, you've probably been sanctified. You have the Holy Spirit. And I said, it's glorious. It feels like angels are in this kitchen. It feels wonderful. Do you know the Holy Spirit sealed me that day and has kept me? And we're giving God the glory, dear ones. We're giving God the glory. But 45 years we've been saved. And the Holy Spirit has helped me through so many things. The Holy Spirit has given me songs in the night. The Holy Spirit has been a comforter to me. When there have been so many things that maybe I would have failed, but the Holy Spirit carried me through and lifted me up and cheered my heart. I remember one time I was driving a car and I had some kind of battle. I can't remember it now. You know, at the moment, like we heard, I think Brother Marty, was that Brother Marty that preached the moment? The moment sometimes seems so big to us, but when it's compared to eternity, it's nothing. And that's why we forget about what the burden was. But it was so real to me at that moment. And I was crying and saying, God, I need help. I was just driving the car and tears were coming down my face. And the Lord spoke to me through one of our songs. Live in my heart, ever cheer it with tender words of love. And the Lord, when he said cheer it, I was cheered. I went from crying to laughing, just happy. I don't know if I'm laughing, I was just happy. I just felt God's presence in the car. The Holy Spirit lifts us up. The Holy Spirit's a wonderful blessing. I want to share some scriptures with you today. And we've been praying over this. We've been studying. But I know all that is in... We need God. We need God to minister to you. We want to talk. Seem like the Lord brought to my mind, as you read the Word of God, it's a doctrine, okay? But we want it to be real to you. We want to speak to your heart. We want to speak to your heart this morning that, you know, we don't know all, we can see you, but we don't know your needs. But, you know, if you're already sanctified, maybe you can get some more good out of it that the Lord, and if you're not sanctified, maybe the Lord will help you get to that place where you will be sanctified and sealed like all the other saints. And you can go to heaven. And, you know, the Holy Spirit will take you all the way through. You know, Jesus, when he was here, we're going to read Acts 1. It's one of my favorite chapters. But when Jesus was here, he walked and talked with the people. And it was so real. It was so sweet. But he had to leave. He had to leave his disciples. And that was the one promise he promised them. I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you power. I'm going to have to leave you physically, but I'm going to give you a good spirit, a wonderful Holy Spirit. And remember, the Holy Spirit will only come into a person that is free from sin, that has been saved. Okay? The Holy Spirit doesn't go into wicked people. That's why it's called holy. It goes into holy people. But if you're saved and you're not sanctified, you can get the Holy Spirit. And you're a candidate for that. So we want to read Acts 1. It says here, Jesus said in the 8th verse, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Lord, the Holy Spirit gives us power to be a witness. You know, it takes courage to be a witness. And some people, when they get saved, they say, oh, I wouldn't want the Lord to call me to the ministry. I wouldn't want to do that job. Well, because I just don't have the courage. Well, the Lord, the Holy Spirit gives you courage to work and witness for him. Or maybe you're talking to somebody and you say, I just don't know how to talk to them. I don't know how to tell them about Jesus. The Holy Spirit will open your mouth and give you words you won't even know. He'll just tell you just how to say it. And he'll work with you. He'll help you to be a witness to other people. Not a pushing religion on them, but do it in a good, sweet way. And teach them. The Holy Spirit will help you to be able to do that. And it's so wonderful. I love the Holy Spirit. And so after that, Jesus was taken up by the angels. There was two men stood by them in white apparel. And ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come again in like manner. But we want to remember that the last words that Jesus said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It is very, very important, dear ones. Jesus, that was his last words. You need the Holy Spirit. And we're so thankful that the God gave us that power. Are you so thankful and that he gave us? And we're not going to go all into the day of Pentecost, but we just want to say, that's not the burden so much. I want to focus on the Holy Spirit. But we want to say that, you know, there was many languages there. And tongues means language. That's what it means. It means language. Many languages were there. And when the Holy Spirit fell on them, they could hear everyone in their own tongue. Wherein they were born, they could understand each other. It was a gift. It was one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So they could understand each other, so it could be profitable. The Holy Spirit is not unseemly. It doesn't demonstrate itself unseemly. I've known people that, you know, smoked cigarettes and lived ungodly lives and lived in adultery and said they had the Holy Ghost. Well, you know, I don't believe that. I don't believe that because God said He puts Holy Spirit into holy people, okay? So we know the Holy Ghost is for holy people. We want to read over here in a little bit more in Acts 2 and 38 and 39. It says here, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." That is a very, very plan of salvation there. It's all together. It's not just getting saved. Getting saved is a wonderful, but there's two works of grace. The Lord wants us to go on and be sanctified. And, you know, that's what the Lord wants. He wants us to do that. That's what He gave us. He gave us that gift. And 3 and 4, I just want to read a little bit about Peter. It says, "Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John." Remember the man that was at the temple begging for alms? And Peter fastened his eyes upon him. And he said, "Look on us." And he says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." What power Peter had. But we know how Peter was before he was sanctified. But after he had the power of the Holy Spirit, he was a different man, wasn't he? And he had power. And you know, it wasn't that Peter had the power, it was through the Holy Spirit. You know, you think, well, could that happen to us? Sure, that could happen to us through God, not us, but God could work through us and we could say, rise up and walk. It could happen. You know, I mean, I've seen other, we could go into a lot of divine healing that I've seen, but, one thing, my little granddaughter, during one of the meetings, she couldn't eat tomatoes, anything with tomatoes or tomato sauce. And in the kitchen, all they had was like pizza. It was good. I'm not saying that. I love all that. But she couldn't eat it because she would break out with this terrible rash when she had anything like ketchup, tomato sauce. And she was about 10 or 9 or 10 sitting back there. And I said, I forgot, you know, that she had that problem. And I said, "Honey, what's the matter? Why aren't you eating in the dining hall?" And I said, "You're hungry, aren't you?" She said, "Yeah, I'm hungry, Mama. I cannot eat that food. I'll break out terrible." And the Lord inspired me. I said, "Well, I thought, you know, the Lord wants that child to eat. You know how grandmothers are." And I said, "You come sit down, honey, and I'll have the ministers come pray for you." And you know, the Lord blessed her that day. They laid hands on her, and the Lord healed her that day. I said, "Now you go eat." Well, it might not have been like Peter where he said, "Silver and gold have I none, rise up and walk." But the Lord inspired us all that she would be healed. And it worked. And she went in there and ate. She's never broke out since. That was Haley. Ask her. The Lord healed her that day. And there's many other we could go into. But we want to focus on the power that the Holy Spirit inspires us. See, He gives us inspiration. I know, the Lord inspires us. That's what we need. So much, you know, sometimes we say we have a burden, but the Lord has kind of changed that. I try not to say that. I try to say burden sounds like you're down or discouraged. I try to say I need the Lord to inspire me. Give me inspiration through His Spirit. We always have the Holy Spirit, but there's times that the Lord will require us to be quiet and wait on the Lord. And then there's times He'll inspire us. That's what He inspires the ministers. There's times I come in here and I don't feel anything. I mean, I don't feel anything. That's how I'm happy. I'm happy in the Lord. But then there's times the Holy Spirit will inspire us. Inspires the ministers and blesses them. And we want the Lord to inspire you and bless you. And we want the Lord to help us. We're so thankful this morning
for the Holy Spirit. Oh, dear ones, this is so wonderful. I just could not live without the Holy Spirit. And Ephesians 1 and 13, and it says here, to whom he also trusted, Ephesians 1, 13, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. I was reading that the other day and I thought, oh, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. And I thought, you know, the Lord has purchased us and we're his possession and we're sealed. And someday he'll redeem us. He'll redeem us in heaven and he'll take the purchased possession. He has purchased us. This is another thing. When we're sanctified, we give our all to God. Things that we don't even see in the future, things that could come up in our life, God's priority. God's number one. Whatever might come up in our life, and dear ones, many things can come up in our life and our journey. But whatever might come up, God is first. When we get sanctified, that's what we tell God. God, if you'll come into me, if you'll give me the Holy Spirit, I'm yours. I'm your possession. I'm your purchased possession. I belong to you from now on. Whatever might come up, you're number one. I will weigh all my decisions of life on the priority of God. Everything I decide, I will think, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Basically everything. You know, I'm not saying we have to worry about little tiny things about what we want to cook, or sometimes we ask the Lord about that. But I'm just saying main major decisions, we ask the Lord, and he's priority. And that's why it helps us to stay on the narrow road. Because we realize that we belong to God. We are not ourselves. Isn't that in Romans 12 where it says, he purchased us with his, someone help me with that. Romans 12, 1, I think. But anyway, we belong to him. He's purchased us. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. And the Lord is a comforter. In St. John 14 and 26, it says here, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You know, there's been some sweet times in my life when maybe we would be driving the car and all of a sudden a song would come to our heart. And I thought, oh, I love that song. And I would start singing a few verses and maybe I couldn't remember all of it. And I'd say, Lord, bring me some more words. And more words would come. And I think, I forgot about that song. I sang that song years ago. And the Lord brought that song to me. Isn't that happened to you? Isn't that wonderful how the Holy Spirit will teach you and bring things to your remembrance? It's wonderful. It says here, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you. And he will bring things to remembrance. Oh, there's just, it is so wonderful. I just thank the Lord so much for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is just such a blessing to us. And we want everyone to have it that's saved. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5. You know, the church needs the Holy Spirit. We need it. Every one of us, the more that the saved people get sanctified, the more power we have, the more unity we have, the more love we have, the more everything that God just begins to work in our meanings in such a powerful way when we're all sanctified. And we realize that there's not all of us are sanctified in maybe the camp meetings. I'm trying to say, as a general, we would wish that all would be sanctified. And this is our inspiration this morning, is let's share with others the wonderful testimony of your sanctification. Not just, you know, this is part of our salvation. It's a twofold salvation. And we want to bring this before the people and make sure they understand how needful we need of the hour that we're in, how needful it is that we are sanctified with the Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful, wonderful blessing that God has promised us. And I know 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5. Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Dear ones, sometimes when we read the word of God, it's very strong. It's very strong. I mean, when we preach the word of God and share the word of God, some of it is very strong. And that's why it needs to be tempered. With the ministers need to have the word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit working together, that the Spirit causes it to come out in a way that God wants it to, and accomplish what it wants to accomplish. There's a way to bring it out through God's Spirit. It's not just the word only, but we need the word of God with the right Spirit working together to bring out, to touch people's hearts. We talked to you this morning as if you need the Holy Spirit, do not hesitate to ask God for it and ask the Lord and give your life to God. You know, we have a part to play in it. I know the song says, Jesus paid it all. Well, he did. He paid all the plan for us. He died on the cross, and that blood is for our salvation and sanctification. But we have to pay something too. We have to give to God our life. We have to consecrate to God our life. You know, I remember Francis Ridley Havergale in our song, Take My Life and Let It Be, isn't it? Isn't that the song she wrote? I got it right. And Take My Silver and My Gold. Well, you know, she was getting ready to, you know, the Lord, I don't know what her light was or whatever, but at first, but somehow she had this jewelry and she got saved. The Lord told her she didn't need it no more. Okay, so she boxed it up and she said, well, I'll just give it, I'll get rid of it. And that's where she put that in that song. Silver and gold, not a mite would I withhold. She took all that jewelry and all that, boxed it up and sold it and got the money for the missionaries, I believe. But the Lord, see, dealt with her about that. And see, that's the way the Lord is. He works with people that are saved. He works with them through the Holy Spirit. He works with us. And dear ones, when we have a wonderful, glorious meeting, it's because the Holy Spirit is working. And as we need to pray for the services, every one of us can pray. Every one of us can do some fasting. And I know sometimes maybe it's a little hard, but you know what? There's been times I've said, Lord, please, you could take the desire for food away from me today so I can fast. And the Lord has made it so I wasn't even hungry. And so I knew it was the Lord. The Lord can put a fast on you. So, and or maybe just one meal or something, whatever you can do. But you know, we need to fast and pray. And the Holy Spirit will work in our meetings. And that He will bless our ministers. He will bless the people. That they will receive the word. Remember the song, scripture that says some of the word falls by the wayside, but some of it takes root. This is what we need. We need the word of God to take root in people's hearts. We need the word of God to accomplish, because it's not just, we need God. We really need God. And we need the Holy Spirit to work with us. Oh, it says here in that 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. So we just thank the Lord for that. And we want to read over here in Mark 13 and 1. Oh, I just thank God this morning. If we need the Holy Spirit, we need to ask the Lord to give it to us. In 11. It says, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now I tell you, dear ones, it's not always easy to speak for Jesus, but you know, this is a promise. And I know we, as humans, we wonder how we're going to do it, how we're going to say it. But, you know, this is faith. God wants us to have faith in the Holy Ghost, doesn't He? He wants us to have faith in His power and that He will help us. And if we're ever in question, you know, many times people ask you what church you go to, and you might think, I don't know how to answer. I don't know just how to say it. You try your very best, but you know the Holy Spirit can give you words in that moment to say what you're supposed to say. So all these things that we mentioned today, power, healing, sealed, comforter, teacher, remembrance, how to speak. Now we want to read, we heard a little bit the other day about going back to Bethel. Brother Michael, Titus, he will renew us. You know, the Lord wants to renew us. Sometimes we just need to be renewed. We need to be inspired. We need to go to the Lord and ask the Lord to inspire us. And the Holy Spirit is a renewing spirit. Titus 3 and 5. You know, the Lord, He doesn't, nothing ever gets old with God. God is a renewing, powerful, spiritual God that never gets weak or discouraged or anything like that. God is the same I am always. God is the same power always. The Church of God is not going anywhere but up. It's not going down at all. The Church of God is holy. The Church of God is power. The Church of God is wonderful. Because God is the God of the church. And He's the great I am. And He will strengthen us. He will help us. He will encourage us. He will work with us. He will lift us up. He will do everything through the working of the Holy Spirit. He will encourage us, strengthen us, and help us in every way. Praise God. He will teach us. Amen. He will give us wisdom. He will give us understanding. He will do everything for us. He is the great God that works with us through the Holy Spirit. He gave that to us. It gave us the sweet spirit. And we have a connection with God because we are bought with a price. And we're not our own. And we belong to God. And oh, it's wonderful. And it's glorious. And it's just uplifting. And it's strengthening. And it helps us. And He heals us. We're going to have healing tomorrow. He heals us. He heals us today. And He helped Jerry. You know, God is the healer. He can help us through all the things in life that's hard for us. You know, I just thank the Lord. I remember this morning I got up to pray and I went in the other room so he could rest better. And I would say, Lord, heal my husband. Take his pain away. Please, God, take his pain away. Help him to wake up this morning and say his pain is gone. And he said, yeah, he was moving very slowly. But he said, his pain, he'd been suffering for 2 or 3 days now. Oh, I thank the Lord that he can help us in these times of trials. He comes and answers our prayers. He's a mighty God. And he can renew us, dear ones, through the Holy Spirit. Oh, Titus 3 and 5 says, for this cause, I'll see if I got this right. 3 and 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Aren't those wonderful words? That it says, the words of life. We sing that song, wonderful words of life. Aren't those wonderful words of life? That he renewed us by the Holy Spirit. Not of works of righteousness which we have done. You know, we can only be righteous because Jesus helps us. We're only living a holy life because of Jesus' blood. It's all about Jesus. I just thank the Lord every day. If I don't say it verbally, I'm sure in my heart, I am so thankful every day that he saved me from sin, that he's caused me to be able to reign in this life, because I know I cannot do it alone. We cannot do it alone, dear ones. But with Jesus, we could do anything. We want to read a little bit over here in Hebrews 9. You know, dear ones, I wouldn't want to die without the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't want to face eternity without the Holy Spirit. We really believe that someone could get saved and die and go to heaven without the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand that. But if we've been saved for many years and we have wandered around, we need to come over to Canaan land. We need to, that's a type of shadow. We want to come over to Canaan land and get all the blessing that God has for us. In Hebrews 9, it says here in 2, for there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after that, the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. You know, here was the holy place and the holy of holies. And what was in that ark of the covenant and the holy of holies? The golden pot with the manna. You know what that stood for? You know when the children of Israel were going over and they were hungry and the Lord fed them with manna? Well, in this manna, that manna, they had to get new manna every day because it was full. But God put this manna in that golden pot in the ark. And it didn't spoil because God's hand was on it. And God was showing us that He is our eternal life. That nothing will spoil with God. We are preserved forever. And we're going to be preserved forever throughout eternity. Because what God gives us, He preserves us. He can take care of us. He was showing them the power of God and a witness of God, what done for them. This manna never perished. Christ is immortal. We are going to be immortal someday. Right now we're mortal. We're going to die in this life. I don't know when, but we will. And we can look around and we can see different saints that were here that are gone. We realize, even this year, things have happened. We realize we're mortal. We realize that this life will not always last. But God will make us immortal. He lasts forever. We will live for eternity. Our spirit cannot die. Our soul cannot die. It lives on and on. And we want to live with Jesus. I had a wonderful dream at Monarch. This last Monarch, I had a dream one night. And a hand reached out of sky, out of the sky. It took my hand. I was down climbing steps. And this hand from God was helping me climb these steps, holding my hand. And I heard a voice say, "Are you all right?" And I kept climbing the steps. And when I got to the top of the steps, I said, "Yes, I am now." And that was but God gave me that sweet dream. Do you know He's reaching His hand to help you? He wants to help you climb those steps to heaven. And we need the Holy Spirit to help us. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, live in my heart, ever cheer it with tender words of love. So as we're reading that, and this, we know that the rod, the Aaron's rod that budded, He was telling them, "I chose Aaron, and his rod, and the rod, that rod was used for God. I chose Aaron out of the tribe of Levi. That's why his rod budded, because I chose him." And you remember that. And God wants people to remember what He's done. He wants you to remember and not forget. This wonderful thing, isn't it? So the Holy Spirit is so wonderful. And we know we need to be renewed. And we want to read over here just a little bit in Corinthians. How important. And you know, I tell you, we need to have Bible studies about it, because there's so much to cover about it. But we want to cover this because it's very important. And the Holy Spirit gives gifts in the church. But, you know, we first have to have the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says here, and we're not going to read all of it, but it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." And it goes on. In the third verse, Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. This is what brings unity in the church, because the Holy Spirit works with us and we unify that way. And then He distributes gifts through the Holy Spirit. But it all works through the Holy Spirit. Every one of us. It says, there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues or languages. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we bond or free, and have made all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. But anyway, it just goes on to tell, and we're not going to read all of that in the next. But it tells about how the Holy Spirit works with us and gives us gifts in the church. And that's how the church operates. So it all goes back to, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. The church to flourish and the church to accomplish the mission that God has on this, in this world. You know, all the disciples were martyred in different ways, except John, the beloved, John that was on the Isle of Patmos. And they tried to kill him in a boiling oil. And he miraculously came out of that boiling oil. So they thought, well, we'll cast him on this island, Patmos. And God had that plan so he could write the book of Revelation. But how do you think those disciples were so faithful to God? Because they had the Holy Spirit. How are we going to be faithful to God? Because of the Holy Spirit helping us. It's all about God. It's all about the Holy Spirit. I just thank the Lord today for His great blessings. I have one more scripture here I'll read to you. In Jude 1 and 20. I love the Holy Spirit. You know, we need to thank God often for giving us this sweet Spirit. And we don't want to do anything to grieve the Spirit of God. We always want to please the Lord. We always want to be tender to God's dealings with us. If the Lord inspires you to sing a special, I know I've had some say to me, well, I thought the Lord wanted me to do it, but I just didn't do it. I didn't have the courage. Or, you know, the Lord will forgive that. But we are to be able to work for the Lord through listening to the Holy Spirit's leadings. We're thankful that in the Church of God, sometimes, you know, we get a little quiet when it's time for the Word of God, and we should pray that God, you know, will call the one for that hour. Many ministers have messages, but they need to know the right time to deliver that and wait on their ministry. You know, that's how the Lord works in His church. He works that way through the Holy Spirit. Isn't it wonderful that we don't have a pre-programmed, as say, of this meeting, and we don't really know who's going to preach this afternoon or who's going to preach tonight or tomorrow? Isn't it wonderful that we depend on God, that we have Holy Spirit leadership? Isn't that wonderful? Don't you love that? We don't ever want to get away from that, dear ones. That sets us apart from sectism. It sets us apart because we're depending on God to work in our meetings. You know, it takes a lot of faith to not program things. It does. It takes faith in God. But I'm so thankful that we can depend on the Lord. I'll leave this scripture here in Jude 1 and 20. It says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying and living in the Holy Spirit. We just wanted to share this burden with you. We hope that maybe somebody here maybe need the Holy Spirit today. Or the Lord will just open your heart. Open your heart to what God has for you. Because it's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. I thought when I was saved, first saved, I was so happy. This is a testimony now. I was so happy, and I still am happy. It never left. I remember Brother Sellers taught us, we first moved to Oklahoma City from Michigan. He says, you know, when you first put gum in your mouth, it's so sweet and you like to chew it. But after a while, it gets just kind of dry and it just tastes like rubber and you just run and spit it out. He said, don't let your salvation be like that. Let it keep sweet like that. First time you put juicy fruit in your mouth, then it's so sweet. Let your salvation keep that way if you're saved for 50 years. You can still have the joy of the Lord ringing in your heart. You can still have salvation so sweet. This never gets old. You know, the Holy Spirit will renew you that way and keep that your salvation will never get old. You'll never want to go back and sin. You will just find so many blessings. The Holy Spirit will work with you and give you so much joy. I remember Jerry's grandma taught me this little song when I first got saved. She said her mother would go around singing, "Joy bells ringing in my heart. Joy bells ringing in my heart. Take the Savior here below with you everywhere you go, and you'll have joy bells ringing in your heart." Well, that's the way it is. You have so much joy in your heart. You're just so filled with God. You're so happy. And you know what? Yeah, you have trials. I have a dear sick husband at home. I have trials. But I'm so happy in the Lord. It doesn't affect my salvation, dear ones. It doesn't have to affect our experience with God. You can trust the Lord. He's going to take care of things. Sure, it looks awful. Sure, it looks bad. Sure, we don't like these trials. But the Lord is going to take us through. I just know He is. He's going to take us through. Praise the Lord today. Don't you want the Holy Spirit in your life? Don't you want the Holy Spirit? Or maybe you feel like you need to be refreshed or renewed. You need go to the Lord and the Lord can renew you. The Holy Spirit's there, but you just want to get closer to the Lord. You know, the Lord has got whatever you need. He's got it for you. Pray for me.